And I think that caused some acid reflux over the course of the week. And I waited a day on it. I was like, you know what? This is probably from that chili. And I sat out a day. I was like, I'm not going to eat the leftovers.
Right.
But then I went back. Uh-huh. And then I went back the next day. And I think it's probably the chili.
Yeah.
But it's weird. Like, everything actually has a different flavor right now to me.
Oh, because you've just been eating so much hot stuff?
No, I think because of the acid reflux.
Oh.
At least I assume. It could just be a neurological disease, and you won't see me. And, you
know, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This is the final throes.
But who knows?
That little bit of that awards show looked all right. Mm-hmm. Probably watch the rest of that.
What did you think of the Steam thing where they announced the watch it bit?
I think that's cool. It doesn't seem like it's anything for people who like stream for a living or something. Yeah. It seems like it's more just like power to the people type stuff.
Yeah.
I like the idea that it'll spin up the broadcast when someone, like if you have your permissions set properly, mm-hmm. it won't broadcast until someone says, I want to see this.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat. But it's still in beta. You know, it sounds like it's really rickety. And that's, of course, since you can just stream whatever app, you know, you add as a non-Steam thing, mm-hmm. like people were streaming out anime and porn and all kinds of sure. stuff, like, immediately. So, you know, they'll have to figure out some stuff around that, I guess, but...
Yeah, those are hard problems.
Yeah. It's just one of those weird things, like, you know, Steam, like, that seems expensive.
Yeah.
Or, you know, potentially expensive, I guess, like bandwidth and all that stuff, if that stuff gets popular, if they have people to take off, and, you know, there's no hooks in there, other than the part where you're streaming out of a literal store where people buy things,
yeah.
you know, like. It's just additional cost on them.
Well, I think that from their side, it's like, well, we're keeping them in the store.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like putting a foosball table in your office.
Right.
It's like they're playing foosball.
But they're still here.
But they're still at the office. They're probably talking about work.
Yeah.
Somebody's asking where Potato Yay is asking where is Heat the game? I am all for that, but I think it's probably just what's Payday?
Yeah, Payday is not close. I don't like Payday.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things like between that and the Kane and Lynch multiplayer mode, like they both reveal how difficult it is to actually make Heat the game.
Yeah.
And GTA, the GTA heists also kind of show that, too. It's just like, you need to make those things fun to repeat.
Yeah.
And as soon as I kind of went through the core heists in Payday and saw what they were and saw that they were kind of the same every time, like, the thrill was completely gone. And, you know, GTA was kind of the same way. Kane and Lynch at least has, like, the when do people turn on other people mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a little better, but still, there were, like, you know, basically three choke points. There's, like, here's a good spot to turn on people, so you just kind of knew someone was going to do it. So, yeah, I just think it's, you know, unless you just go and make, like, a single-player retelling of the awesome events of Heat that you play through once and never play again. I think it's hard. Or you build, you know, some kind of, you know, algorithm or whatever that just builds randomized banks. Mm-hmm. And randomized guard placements and all that other stuff that, that works well enough to be good multiple times, you know? That'd be a good roguelike.
Yeah.
Like bank robber roguelike.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, Serious Martial Arts Day at the Serious Martial Arts place.
Oh.
How many miles do you have on your car now?
37,000.
So how long have you had it?
2 years.
Wow.
Yep.
At least all the gas has been cheaper.
Yeah, yeah. Gas getting cheaper is pretty cool. But, like, this is, yeah, I mean, I'm not planning on getting rid of this car.
Yeah.
But if I was, it's a 3-year lease, and I would be so over on the miles.
Are you a lease? Yeah. You're not. Oh, you are a lease?
It was the same price. Like, oh. I went in there expecting to buy a car, mm-hmm. and they were like, you want to just lease it? It's the exact same price. No different interest, no nothing. Like, you just do it, and then 3 years in, if you just want to say whatever, you can say whatever.
But you have too many miles on it.
So I'd have to pay, like, a per-mile fee to turn the car in. Or I could, you know, it seems like what a lot of people that buy these cars do is they buy out the lease and then immediately turn around and sell the car because it's usually they can get more for the car than the cost of buying out the lease. Mm. And then they go lease another car or buy another car or do whatever. I don't know. I mean, I figure when the 3 years are up, I'll think about what my options are and act accordingly. But I do like this car.
Does the money go towards the...
Yes.
Yeah. So you're done. Yeah. So if you just want to keep it, you keep it.
Well, it's I'm not paying 100% of the price of the car over the three years.
Over 3 years.
Yeah. So there's still this chunk of money that's due at the end, basically, if you want to keep the car.
Is it like a fourth year, or is it like... a 6-year thing. I'm just curious what they price it at.
They price it however they price it, and then...
Like, what would the equivalent be if you would pay off the car? Because a normal car thing is 4 years, right?
I guess so, yeah. So it's a 3-year lease, and at the end of it, I owe what would be about half the car. Half the overall price of
so
the car.
So it's like a 6-year, yeah.
And it's tempting, like, it's weirdly tempting to just go, why don't I get a newer one? Especially because there's, like, little things about this car that I know are better in the newer ones. Mm. Like, the tech stuff here is better, and there's some body styling changes they made on these this year that I think are kind of cool.
I've never been hot for cars.
Yeah.
The only thing I really care about in a car is that it's got some pickup.
Yep.
Like, I'm not a person that drives fast.
Right.
But I like to accelerate out of...
dangerous situations.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
I'm exactly the same.
Yeah. It's like, I just want to be able to accelerate onto the highway.
But this car, I think it might be actually... I think it's faster than my Mustang.
Mm-hmm. I would assume, yeah.
Yeah. And that Mustang was the GT was pretty good. But yeah.
Oh man.
So I look at it as like, you know, my last car I drove for 97 and drove it till 2012. So I'm kind of looking like, well, can I get a car that'll last that long? Probably not, honestly, but but that's, like, the type of car owner I am. I don't want to, like, switch cars all the time and be some kind of crazy person. That said, if I could just hand this one over, pay whatever the mileage difference is, and then get a newer one for the same monthly price that I've been paying, That sounds kind of cool.
The one thing I might have to do is with the second kid. Then I've got two dogs.
Yep.
The dogs are, and the dog's big.
Yep.
So you got two, you know, the other things that are bigger are those goddamn kid car seats.
Yep.
They're just giant.
Yeah.
So I'd have to put both dogs in the back, which means you basically can't carry anything.
Yeah.
Which is exactly the time that you have the full squadron together. It's like we're going camping.
Right. Which means you got to tow the teardrop.
That's right. Who's playing? Is it Fish?
No, Fish played like around Halloween, I think.
I love that Fish was on there for like 5 months.
Yeah. A lot of fucking traffic tonight. It's weird.
Yeah.
Normally not like this.
Well, it's Friday, but not normally in this city.
Yeah. What's chat have to say for itself?
Chat, what do you have to say for yourself?
Is this like catering for whatever band is in there?
I don't think it's out here for whatever band. It's got to be just for in general.
I don't think I've ever seen food being prepped right there for any other show.
Jeff, I think I'm going to a cookie party tomorrow.
A what?
A cookie party.
Is that like...
That sounds... There's going to be like a cornucopia of cookies available.
Okay. I mean, that sounds all right.
As well as libations, but...
That doesn't... That sounds like a shitty combination.
Cookies and
cookies booze. And getting drunk. Like, no. Ugh.
It's one of, in one of Nicole's bands, one of the guys lives in Alameda. Hmm. And the shitty thing is, it was my favorite band of hers, because it was like a country band, but they just did duets.
Hmm. Yeah.
Which was funny. And it was a band that had like fucking 8 people on it.
Yeah.
Like guy playing like slide guitar. Like just slide guitar. Just
ridiculous, yeah.
But fun band. But the guy was dating... Where they were playing was at the bar. And they named the band after the bar. And they were like the house band for the bar.
Yeah.
But then the guy broke up with the girl who owned the bar.
Uh-huh.
And so the band is broken up because they don't really have a place to play.
Hmm. So instead, cookie parties. And are people, like, selling these cookies? Is it, like, a...
No, I think it's, like, a party that somebody's throwing.
Okay.
He and his girlfriend are throwing, like, hey, we're having cookies. And this guy is Tennessee, pure Tennessee droll, plays banjo. Like, okay. Not necessarily, like, a guy that's, like, come to my cookie party. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's, like, I have to imagine that it's, like, not kind of a girly thing, or if it's just, like... Let's make some awesome cookies and eat them.
Yeah.
You know?
Because that sounds like almost like a, hey, we're having a, like, someone I knew had a purse party not that long ago. And she was like, you know, I was like, oh, we're going to sell a purse.
You can just slurp it in from anywhere.
Yeah.
Would have been really handy back in the days. Let's see what DaveSnyder.com is going for these days. Thousands of Dave Snyders. $895.
So now I feel like I should buy it and use it.
DaveSnyder.com.
Yeah, as a Dave Snyder attack site.
Yeah.
Did you know that he uses the spiked collar on his dog?
It's tough when you know, when you look at it for a person that's job is the internet.
Another shot. Really like that.
Have you been ripping DVDs?
Yes. Yeah.
You still do it consistently?
I haven't added. I mean, you know, like I still have a shelf full of DVDs that I need to rip still.
I have my numerical system, but I've been thinking about going to a rip.
Yeah.
I really like my my NAS, my Synology system.
Yeah.
That ended up being a awesome purchase. Mm.
Yeah, I might do something like that down the line.
What do you just have hard drives in your...
Yeah, I have like 6.5 terabytes of just hard drives in the machine.
Yeah.
And one more 2 terabyte drive that I want to hook up. I just need to get a power cable splitter or a SATA cable. I forget what I need. It was just a cable. But I had a drive go bad, so I RMA'd it. And then those same drives went on sale, so I just bought a new one. Which is, like, classic impatience on my part. Does that seem like it's working? Hey, can people hear us?
I think so.
Okay. This is usually right about the spot that I have to check and see if it reconnected properly or not. Because sometimes it doesn't, and I have to start and stop it, or stop it, start it again. Mixler's definitely one of those services where I'm reminded of, like, how hard the internet is sometimes. How hard building great products and all that other stuff is. Because, like, it's a really cool idea, and it works so well most of the time.
That when it doesn't.
And then sometimes it's, you know, but it's consistent. Like, it always drops right back there. And then sometimes it doesn't reconnect.
I wonder what they're doing. Like, how's their, like, are you paying for some pro plan?
I started paying them for a pro plan mostly because I like their service.
Yeah. You just want to help them out.
Yeah. And I think they made a change where your broadcasts can't be longer than an hour unless you're paying or something. But that was after I had already started paying, I think.
Which is basically just you and, like, crazy, like, dictation people, probably.
Well, I'm sure that there's... I think most people use it for music, and they're just like, I'm a DJ, and I'm streaming out, and it's like, you know, it's like Shoutcast or something for a new generation.
What's wrong with Shoutcast, man?
Nothing, except, I mean, you have to do all the hosting and all that stuff yourself. Like, it's not nearly as turnkey.
Put together a wicked skin.
Yep. There's my hot Winamp skin for my Shoutcast station.
Winamp. What was that? Kicks the Llama's Ass?
Really kicks the Llama's Ass. Yeah. Really dumb, like, Wesley Willis reference or something.
So have you gone to that, the weird arcade guy?
I haven't.
I still haven't done it
yet. Yeah. I got rid of my pinball machine.
Earthshaker?
Yeah.
What happened?
It with Steve for a Smash TV Total Carnage combo. But the monitor on it is flaky, so Buddy has a part to fix it. I just gotta figure out when to schedule all that.
That's a pretty... I approve of that pickup.
Totally. Like, the pinball machine was not something I was ever gonna take care of and care enough about, whereas Smash TV... maybe is... Well, it is definitely one of my all-time favorite games, so...
I still want Theater of Magic.
Yeah.
I just can't. I'm not in a place in my life where I can drop $4,000 on a pinball machine.
Yep.
I certainly wouldn't be able to keep it up.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I gotta get back to him about that Smash TV party. He sent me an email a couple days ago. So busy with all this Game of the Year stuff.
What is it, just a tube?
No, it's, there's some knob or something on the back of the monitor that is glued in place at the factory, and over time, that glue has come loose and has caused a problem.
I was talking with Norm earlier today, and he got, he said that he saw the mother load.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In fact, that reminds me, I need to send Norm a message, because I did not end up staying out. Ah. Meanwhile, we're coming up to the bridge, so people should get their questions ready. Yeah,
get your bridge questions locked and loaded here.
Question, is the Space Quest series better than the King's Quest series?
Yes.
I liked King's Quest games probably just because I played them more. Space Quest 4, though, was a great game.
Yeah. Space is better than dwarves. Or swords.
I don't remember many dwarves.
Well, whatever. But... I've been saying sci-fi is cooler than fantasy. So it's almost automatic. I guess they finally showed the new King's Quest at this award show. That's probably why that came up.
I think I saw some sort of... It was either an article or a video where the guy who was making it had brought in Roberta and Ken.
Yeah.
But I think when I read the story, it answered none of the things that I wanted, which is like, I just want to know what they're doing.
Yeah, so I think the first real trailer is on this award show tonight.
No, I mean what Roberta and Ken.
Oh, right.
Like, I just want to know about their
lives. Like what they're doing now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm. Rather than like, oh, we're glad that you're working on the game.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, carrying it on, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, just tell me about the sick Sierra money and like what that bought in the 80s.
Right.
And like what you've been doing for the last 30 years. Yeah. Like, I want to know that story.
Yeah.
I want the Ken and Roberta Williams story. I see not too many bridge questions.
Yeah.
People are asking, are we going to stop at A&W? Yes. Is planned. It's about 20 minutes in the future, I believe.
Yeah. I've not eaten at an A&W since the last time you and I ate at an A&W.
Oh, that's good. Glad that you've stayed true to me, Jeff.
Yeah. It's because I care.
It's because it's the exit that you would never get off at.
Yep.
Ever.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not necessarily like quick food.
Nope.
Because that, you go for the McDonald's.
Right, yeah. And that's like closer to my house. So, you know, I'm not going to go to this A&W and then drive it all the way home. Mm-hmm. And then the A&W that is in Petaluma is combined with the Kentucky Fried Chicken and they both suck.
Yeah. Oh, my breakfast rankings have changed.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
So number one is that Wishbone place.
Wishbone? I don't
know. It's what Three Cooks used to be.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's awesome.
All right.
Just get a regular breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Has a bit of a hipster San Francisco vibe to it, but you got to get past it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Just enjoy the food.
Do they do anything fancy if you want something like a...
It's a small menu. They've got a regular-ass breakfast, which is like two eggs, bacon. Their potatoes are mashed potatoes that then get, like, crusted.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Really behind that. They have a biscuit and gravy that is just... It's like a biscuit in a bowl that they just pour a bunch of gravy on top of. And they have like a... It's what's that one near north that Illuma exit?
The IHOP one.
No, that's not. Damn it. Henny Penny.
Oh, the Henny Penny. Pete's. Pete's Henny Penny. Okay.
But there's no Pete, right?
Nope. Pete passed away years ago.
I've never seen Pete.
Pete lived near Alex and was apparently a real asshole.
Yeah. That's my number two, which is just like good classic diner food.
Yeah.
Three would be that tea room place.
Yeah, I went there finally.
Yeah.
I got an omelet of some kind. And, yeah, I don't know. It was okay. It just seemed like a little too fancy for its own good, like fancier than it needed to be.
Yeah.
My food suffered a little bit for it. And it was just fucking packed. Like, I went like on a Saturday morning.
That's definitely your trouble.
It was just a hassle. You still got that place?
Still have it. My parents come and stay there, you know, for a few months every year.
Yeah. You ever think about, like, Airbnb-ing it out or something?
Oh, I don't think I could do that.
Oh, yeah, I guess at least probably.
Yeah, I got no reason to.
Yeah.
And my parents pay for it. I'm on the lease.
You're just like a, yeah.
The guy knows it. Like, when I left, I was like, look, hey, I'm going to leave, but for some reason my parents want to rent this place. If you want to rent it, that's fine, but I don't want to pay any more money.
Yeah.
And he kept on it.
Yeah, I'm sure on, you know, some level, unless he wants to make more money off of it, like, that's ideal, you know, it's like, he's getting money for it, there's no wear and tear happening on it. I'm starting to try to build a priority list of stuff I want to change in the house.
Do you think you're going to stick it up?
Yeah. I think so.
That's good.
Yeah. I don't know that I could necessarily, like, immediately afford to go anywhere else.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I like the town. I like the size of that house.
Use your backyard, man.
It's a fucking dirt lot with two trees in it, man. I have to do a lot of work. Like, that's definitely on the list. Like, the deck is really rickety, so, like, that's going to have to come out at some point. Maybe replace it, or maybe just cement under it and be done. You know, I want to tear out all the carpet at some point.
I would take down your deck.
Yeah.
I would just put some concrete down and some sod.
Yeah.
Because you've got a really nice amount of space.
Yeah. It's, you know, the trees kind of screw it up. Because they're just right in the middle, so it's hard to do anything out there. Like, you couldn't even really play catch out there if you wanted to, because the trees are just in a bad position. So it's like, I'd be tempted to, like, either move the, you know, pull those trees up and move them further to the fence line, or just
take
them out, put in new trees. Like, I don't like pears anyway. Pears are terrible. So
yeah, I don't like pears. We have two different types of pear trees.
Yuck. And then some of it's just like real, like weird utility, you know, just smaller stuff. Like, finally got a new dishwasher. I want to get like a motion activated light that oversees the driveway.
That's easy, man.
Yeah, yeah. The, like, pretty easy stuff. That's probably the stuff I'll start with because it's pretty easy.
My stuff is all furniture I want to make.
Should have come to you. I just got a couple of nightstands.
Oh, yeah. Where do you get them? Where do you get nightstands these days?
We got it from Kohl's, which didn't seem like... I don't know. Like, whatever. The nightstands are fine. They're the dimensions that, you know, we're after.
A nightstand should be.
Yeah. GameSpot. I think he goes to that thing a lot. Buys a bunch of old games. But it's one of those things where he's, like, getting there at, like, 5 a.m. before everything's gone. And, you know, it's just, I don't want to, I could never do that.
Well, you do, I don't go to that crazy times either. Yeah. I just go and have fun walking through the outdoor museum.
Yeah. Used to be able to do that, that's the Sebastopol swap meet. I mean, I haven't been there in a while. I'm not sure how it is these days. How long of a drive?
I assume you know that you didn't win Trending Gamer if you're not there.
I mean, I didn't know, but yeah. It was a fan-voted category. So.
Oh, so you don't necessarily need to be there? Or do they even announce it on the show?
I mean, if people know, if people are saying that I didn't win, then they must have announced it on the show.
I have no idea. I'm just...
Yeah.
This is my...
Easily, so... That was the last I heard of it, so... They never said when they were going to cut off voting or anything like that, and I did not push for it because the whole thing is fucking, in, like, crazy. So.
Took you how many years?
couple of decades. Two decades. Yeah, to place second. Yeah, I mean,
happy to be nominated.
Yeah, exactly. I did not feel the need to campaign for that weird thing, so... it's real silly. I was away on vacation when that got announced. Like, in a hotel room, it's like, wait, what the fuck just happened? It's like, alright, sure. Fine. And then, you know, some people got weird about it because I'm one of the judges for that thing.
Oh.
So. But I did not write my own name in the nominee field on that, as much as I joked about doing that. Or maybe it's a separate category. I don't actually know, because the form that I filled out as a judge did not have a category by that name on it. So I'm not sure how they actually handled that at all. Passed it for a sec there.
That's the first one after Sam and Phil. So I got amazed that, like, car stereo places still exist.
Yeah. It's weird, because it's not easy to replace modern car stereos in a lot of cases. I mean, you can still do speakers and amps and stuff, but, like, head units are a lot harder to fuck with these days. I used to spend a fair amount of time going to car stereo places when I was in high school. A friend of mine had a mini truck and a Porsche, and he put 18-inch woofers in the Porsche and had whatever bass tube stuff in the mini truck. And he got way more into it after that, too. Had like a Honda Accord or whatever, I think it was, but did all kinds of cool shit to it. And it probably made me sort of deaf. But we sure did drive around and set off a lot of car alarms with bass. So that was fucking cool.
Right. Weird, all this No Man's Sky stuff. You know, people keep talking about it, but it's so bizarre to me. I really hope that game's amazing.
Yeah, me too.
And it looks amazing, but I feel like I've only seen like very structured trailers for it.
Yep.
And so it's hard for me to
to
really rectify that in my head.
This one's in here, right?
Yes.
Yeah. No, it is. You know, they played... When they first announced, like, right before they announced the game, they showed it to me and Brad. And it looked really impressive. And they were, you know, they were interacting with it. But it's still hard to know.
Yeah. Too bad. Derek Smart. he was right all along.
He could have had it all.
I wonder what he's up to.
He's on Facebook posting stuff that makes me want to unfriend him on Facebook. If I remember correctly.
Well, he's been doing that forever.
Yeah.
Testing these out.
Make sure these pumps work. Now we're gonna go over to Gaspare's Pizzeria. Make sure their pizza works. Where are these cars here? Like just parked on the street, and it just seems like there's a ton of cars around here.
There's never anyone inside
these places.
That's where everybody comes for blow.
Right.
Alright, we taking a break?
Yeah, we're going to take a break. It's raining. I don't want
to bring this.
Yeah, we'll be back, everybody. Have a good day.